It's pretty standard for a post-game interview after a big win to include a shout-out to linemates. Less so a shout-out to mom. But Sasha Pastuyev was giving a shout-out to his mom Janice after his three-point outing Monday afternoon. Pastuyev's mom got up early in Florida to do a FaceTime stretch session with her youngest hockey-playing son Monday morning, helping him prepare for what would turn out to be a three-point performance in a 7-1 win over the Owen Sound Attack before 2,500 at the Siemens Center. It all comes down to preparation. I was in bed super early last night. Up early this morning and did a little FaceTime stretch with my mom. Lot of credit goes to her for waking up early this morning, said Pastuyev, who had a goal and two assists. The goal snapped an 11-game goalless drought for the Anaheim Ducks prospect. When things are going great, it's easy to keep doing what you're doing, but when things are go poorly, you just want to get back to the basics and try to play simple. Simplify the game and get back to what was bringing you success, Pastuyev said. Getting back to the simple things for sure. I know what got me those first 2 months and I'm just trying to replicate my preparation. Don't change too much, but it's hard not to overthink it when you go through a slump like that. He still leads the team in goals, with Monday's tally, a one-time blast from the off-wing with the Storm on the power play, being his 23rd of the season. A bout of COVID hit him pretty hard in early January, but he doesn't use it as an excuse. I had a little trouble with COVID. But that's no excuse for what happens on the ice. You just try to get better every game and every practice. As for his teammates' reaction after he scored? I really appreciated it. The guys were excited. I definitely heard a few chirps the couple of weeks when they weren't going in. Pastuyev was joined by teammates Daniil Sheikha and Michael Buckinger in the three-point game department. Buckinger scored a pair of goals and singles went to Danny Zhilkin, Braden Bowman, Braden Guy and Matt Papais. The Storm lead 3-0 after the first and 7-1 after the second before putting it in cruise control and letting the fourth line play much of the third period. Owen Bennett made 17 saves in the Storm net while Corbin Votary started for Owen Sound but was replaced by Nick Chenard after allowing 3 goals in the first period. 3 of Guelph's goals came on the power play. It's big for sure. Obviously our success hasn't been where we wanted to be in the second half, but I think it's a big win, especially with a busy weekend coming up, Pastuyev said. Guelph will play 3-3 this weekend. Friday at home against Windsor, Saturday at Owen Sound, Sunday afternoon at home against Kitchener.